Track 68. Speaker 1.
So, in conclusion, we can say that, despite the difficulties we had at the beginning, we managed to complete the program over the 3 days without any further problems. In total, 10,000 attended the 3 days, and feedback suggests that the events were exciting and produced true champions, especially the athletics events. Next year, we'll have more money, so we're going to add new events to increase the competition and participation levels.
Speaker 2.
It's clear, then, that the events didn't go as well as originally planned. So we will have to rethink our arrangements for next year. Clearly, a large tent in the college grounds is not ideal for an event of this type if we're hit by bad weather again, as we were with this year's event. This caused a lot of problems with the preparation of the dishes and the display of the produce from different parts of the world. It also meant that visitors couldn't really get a chance to try everything on display. As a result, much of it went to waste, which is something we have to avoid next time.
Speaker 3.
One of the main issues that we had with this event was that the main attraction, Paul Simmons, had to cancel at the last minute, as he'd been suffering from a serious throat infection for a week and hadn't managed to recover in time. As a result, we had to find another act and managed to get Nikki Monroe at very short notice. She performed magnificently. The audience loved her, and that saved the festival, I would say. Everyone agreed that she has an amazing vocal range.
Speaker 4.
The most successful aspect of the event was the variety of products that were on offer. It's wonderful to see students being so creative. We saw practical applications that'll make significant developments in education and even business if they go into production, as well as very entertaining ideas, especially the robot football game. I'm pleased to say that our college team won.
Speaker 5.
I'm sure you'll all agree when I say that the quality of the talks and performances over the last 3 days was very high. The talk given by the top novelist, Henry Peters, on effective plotting and characterization was excellent, and the audience will have learnt a great deal to help them with planning and writing their future works. What's more, the quality of verse produced in the workshops was very high, and we hope to run that again next time with greater overall participation.
Speaker 6.
While there were some wonderful and fascinating works on display, I felt that there wasn't enough variety. Unfortunately, this was because of the limited exhibition space we had. This meant that we could only have one room for portraits and another for landscapes. We hope to extend that next year into other forms, such as still life and abstract, but we'll have to see what rooms are available. We also hope to install clay ovens next year, to give our students the chance to create their own pottery and display it for the visitors.